Chapter 15 Shelter for Magwitch. I spent a restless night at a hotel, worrying about the reasons for Wemmick's warning. Early in the morning, I went to see him at the castle. He told me he had heard I was being watched, and that someone was looking for Magwitch. He also knew that Compeyson was alive and in London. While I was absent, Wemmick had warned Herbert to move our guest to a safer place. Clara, the girl Herbert was in love with, lived with her old father in a house on the river, quite near the open sea, and Herbert had arranged to rent rooms for Magwitch in this house. It was further away from the centre of London and our home, and we could easily take Magwitch abroad by boat from there.
"Our friend is there now," said Wemmick, "and you can visit him tonight. But don't go back there after that. And remember, Mr. Pip," he added firmly, "remember to get his cash. You don't know what may happen to him. Don't let anything happen to his cash."
I could not explain to Wemmick how I felt about Magwitch's money, so I said nothing. That evening I visited the house and met Clara, a lovely girl, obviously in love with Herbert. How lucky she and Herbert were. I thought of Estella, and felt very sad.